And tonight, as we said, we're hearing from an American survivor who was inside the mall meeting with a friend for lunch when the attacker stormed in. She is now back home safely in this country, where she described to NBC's Tom Costello her harrowing ordeal and how she made it out of there and lived to tell about it.
Hey, nice to see you. You survived. How do you feel?
At Dulles Airport this afternoon, American Bendita Malakia was finally back home.
It's okay.
A Harvard-trained lawyer with the World Bank, Bendita was in Kenya having lunch in the mall on Saturday when terrorists suddenly barged in.
And then all of a sudden there's this explosion, and everybody, like, hits the floor, and we hear machine guns, and then in like maybe it was 10 seconds later or so, we're still trying to crawl out. There was a second explosion, but when they first came in, I mean, they were just shooting. They weren't asking any questions. They were just shooting.
Crawling away from the gunfire, Bendita and her friend made it to an employee break room in a nearby store and waited with 15 other people. Their only defense, a fire extinguisher, listening to the terrorist in a store one floor above them.
Because you would hear the feet, and then you would hear some talking, some in other languages. Sometimes you would just hear, like, random things, like Muslim, Christian, like, and, you know, you just hear, like, random things. And then, you know, people would respond or scream, "Don't shoot." And then, you know, you would hear some people walk and some people get shot.
For 5 hours they hid, listening to the gunfire. Bendita texted her father, "Please pray. I love you all very much."
No, okay. You just feel so helpless, you know.
And then, out of nowhere, she says, an American security team showed up.
And this American security forces guy came back and said, "Look," he's like, "we've been under a lot of pressure to get you out. If you guys want to get out, we understand it's dangerous, but this is probably your best shot."
Everybody in the storeroom ran from the mall.
And then, like, within, like, 30 feet of us, two grenades are thrown. And that was our first breakdown.
She says she doesn't know yet if she'll return to Kenya, but for now, she's home. Tom Costello, NBC News at Dulles Airport.